From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
I'm here with Ben Cowan, the president of BOK Mortgage. Mr. Cowan, you're still sort of new to BOK. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Thanks, Richard. Great to be here. Joined BOK in December and still moving here from Charlotte, North Carolina. Been in the mortgage business some 25 years, primarily with large bank-owned mortgage companies. So great to be here. Still learning the state, though.
Good. Welcome. You kind of walked into a refi boom, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I started mid-December, and it wasn't too far after that that the Treasury anyway started talking down the markets, that they were going to get involved, and pretty quickly we saw rates tumble.
And that means more business.
Business has been incredible. I think most lenders would tell you they've got more business than they can handle and are really trying to take care of their customers the best they can.
Some banks and brokerages downsized to the point where they couldn't adequately handle the boom that came about that time. That wasn't the case with BOK, was it?
That was not the case. BOK is a direct mortgage banker. We've got our own capital. We're retaining our own servicing. We don't sell our loans to a third investor. We deal directly with Fannie and Freddie. So we're in a different position. We deal directly and have plenty of capital to lend.
Some would say that Oklahoma is the place to be right now if you're in any aspect of the home mortgage business. Do you think so, compared to what's going on in the rest of the country in housing and lending?
Well, you know, Richard, certainly home values in the states that Bank of Oklahoma is in, for the most part, are holding a lot stronger than the rest of the country. We're also seeing that, for the loans that we service, they're performing a lot better than the national average. So I think you're right. The economy's faring a lot better here than most.
And that's eight states, including Oklahoma, in the Southwest,
correct? That's correct.
What states are there? Oklahoma?
Well, you've got Arizona, you've got Texas, you've got Colorado, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri. I name all of them, yeah.
Fairly diverse in business and in economics, actually. It's not just the oil patch.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's got to help.
And that has helped. Diversity. That has helped very well. Yes.
Did Bank of Oklahoma take any of the federal stimulus money?
No, we did not.
Why not?
Well, we didn't need it. Quite frankly, we are very, very strongly capitalized. We've got the capital to grow our business, and we don't need it. So the contraction
in the secondary market in terms of credit, again, doesn't hit you.
It has impacted us, Richard.
How so?
Well, I like to say we're kind of back to old school lending. Credit guidelines the last 6 or 7 years really got, they took a different approach. Some would say they got looser, but I think the mortgage industry went down a path of where there was a mortgage for anyone. It just depended on the interest rate, regardless of your credit score or how you handled your credit. And we've kind of gone back to old school, where you've got to have sound credit. You've got to show responsibility as a consumer with your credit to get a mortgage. So credit guidelines have definitely tightened. They've tightened in the sense that loans that used to be offered, what was called Alt A, what was called subprime, really they're gone. Those aren't offered anymore. And then on top of that, what's offered through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac through conventional loans, FHA loans, have all tightened up. They've all tightened up their guidelines.
It's been said that in the oil patch particularly, a lot of those loans didn't happen this go around, the Alt-A loans and the Sign Here loans. It's been said because of the experience here in the oil bust of the 80s, learned lessons the hard way. Does that seem right to you? Now, you're new to Tulsa and to Oklahoma City, but it seems right to me when people say that.
Yeah, I would say so. Some of the the national statistics that I've seen is, you know, a lot of the Alt-A subprime were really done in some of the other parts of the country. This tends to be more of a conservative part of the country in terms of lending and how consumers handle their credit.
And that's kind of a chicken-egg question, I think, on the coast especially, when house prices got out of control. They had to have some of those loans to get into a house in the first place. Well, then that creates that leverage, false or otherwise, depending on who you ask.
That's right.
That pushes house prices up.
That's right.
And then until it finally exploded.
Right.
But we didn't have those false increases in values in Oklahoma for many reasons, including that chicken and egg chase never really got going here.
That's right.
That's
right.
Way to characterize it, so.
And we're really seeing in general that home prices are holding here, which is very encouraging. You know, one of the statistics I was just looking at as we close up our first quarter of performance, our purchase transactions actually are up almost 50%. That is, new purchases of homes where we're involved in the lending are up for us nearly 50% compared to this time last year. So that's encouraging for us, and that's certainly counter from the rest of the country.
Is the refi boom still booming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are still offering interest rates that start with a 4. And so refinances are still booming. And So it's going very well. And, you know, I would encourage any listener or consumer out there listening to this, now is the time. This may be one of the last really big refinances just because the market is being manipulated by the Treasury.
Right. Now, Treasury wants to keep these rates down.
Oh, absolutely.
And last week, the last time I looked at any detail about the 10-year yields and the interrelationship between those and mortgage rates, they had ticked up a little bit. And I haven't looked this week, but I suspect the smartest people in the country are saying if they do tick up over 5, pushing 6 again, Treasury unleashes another, you know, pick your trillion, quadrillion, whatever amount of dumps more money into that market to push those rates down.
Yeah.
Do you think that's probably what's going to happen?
Oh.
I mean, if the goal is to keep rates down, there's really only one way to do it now, which is pour more money into
Richard, we see that actually every day. You know, we trade in the mortgage-backed securities markets every day, and we see that when rates start to tick up just a little bit, there's kind of word out there in the market that the Treasury's in there buying, and they start buying off mortgage-backed securities, and they end up pushing those rates down. So they've been very successful to keep us in this range, just below 5%, which is fantastic for the consumer.
Historic seems to lose its impact. I mean, the impact of the word itself loses some juice after a while, but we have been in a historic range of interest rates for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
And it won't last forever.
It will not last forever. You know, and one of our frustrations is we, of course, are wanting to help our customers get into that lowest rate that they can. We see a lot of folks, though, that they're looking for that 4.25%. They're always looking for that little bit better, trying to save an extra $30, $40, $50 $75 on their payment, when they can save a huge amount of money now just by locking in just under 5%.
Going back to the consumer end, looking at defaults again, you don't have a crystal ball. But if the energy boom is if the modern energy boom is over, and we don't recover prices and jobs by the end of the year, there's a lot of folks that I think you can assume that there were a lot of folks that bought houses based on careers that have kind of dried up. Oil and gas both are trading at about a third of what they did at their high. Now, I don't think anybody, I hope nobody made strategic business decisions on $150 oil or the equivalent natural gas, but some did apparently, because some jobs are going away. Having said all that, do you anticipate a wave or a wavelet of defaults in Oklahoma or in the oil patch as a result of those jobs?
You know, Richard, I'm not an energy expert, but I will share with you that my perspective is that our economy is very diverse, and I think the underlying economy, we've kind of bottomed, and there is some strength there. As I mentioned, the purchase transactions are really starting to take hold and bubble up. So I'm optimistic that this economy can absorb those jobs, that we're kind of, I'm hopeful that we're at the bottom here.
Okay, you come home from work, you look in your mail, those of us who still do business exclusively almost with paper.
Okay.
I just realized that was a silly way to put this. Your boss was cruel enough to mail you your pink slip. So you've come home from work to find out that you've lost your job.
Uh-huh.
Silly. But the question is, you lose your job unexpectedly.
Sure.
You own a home and you have that mortgage payment. What's the first thing you should do to try to keep that home in your hands?
Richard, I'm glad you asked that question. Call your lender. Whoever your mortgage is with, you should call your lender. The lender is there to help. And we see that a lot of consumers, obviously that is a big shock, right? And that's a big stress. And a lot of consumers tend to just pull back and avoid the phone, not respond to creditors. But they need to talk to their lender soon, very, very quickly. And I'll tell you why. This new stimulus package that's been rolled out also allows us as lenders, the person that's servicing your loan, to help you to reduce your payment. We have loan modification programs set up that the consumer may qualify for. So best advice is call your lender and call them soon.
It's hard to believe that, but the fact is banks are not in the real estate business. They don't want to have that house.
That's right.
To deal
we
with.
Do
they
not.
Want to help you keep it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And if you do qualify for a short-term reduction in your payment, the agencies that we work with, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're standing by to lower the borrower's payment. So I mean, it's a very direct. We can offer very direct assistance to that consumer.
Very good. There you go. A snapshot of BOK and the mortgage business in Oklahoma with Ben Cowan, president of BOK Mortgage. Thanks for being here this morning. I'm Richard Mize, real estate editor for The Oklahoman.